It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
So funny.
Especially with you here.
What?
And Mitch.
You usually just ignore that part.
I know. It's awesome. It's hilarious. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I saw a picture of Mateo last night playing a show. So first show successful. For showdown.
Yeah. So. Dude, mark it on your calendar. December 2nd, that is a Monday, and that is when Mateo makes his way back here. And his lovely bride, Dawn, will be in Albuquerque as well. She's going to be so mad at me.
I know, you're volunteering her right now, and she's but that's early.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be random. It'll be random. It's not going to be like an everyday thing.
I would prefer Mondays. Let me tell you the days that are okay with me.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, last night we had Winter Jam.
Yes.
That was fun.
What the heck? That was so cool.
That was packed. When we got there, the line was like a mile and a half long.
Yeah, it was really loud.
Yeah.
The crowds.
Had GPS not worked, I could have just rolled my windows down and listened to
exactly.
the chanting that was going on.
I want to thank Siri for working for once. But also, I really didn't need it because it was so loud.
Yeah, it really was. So, great night last night. That was cool getting to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, had a blast. That was fun.
Winter Jam.
Yeah.
It's over now. Sorry.
It's done. It's in the books. And moving on to the next big bad thing. I just keep thinking about worship and the evening that we're going to have here with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that they're doing a workshop beforehand?
A workshop?
Yeah, we were in Grandma's, Mateo and myself, last week. And the guy hands us a flyer and he goes, hey, man, if you guys are musicians and you're into worship, because we're talking about worship, being on the worship team and stuff, so you should really check this out. They're having a workshop over at Calvary. And I'm like, wait, what?
But that's where I work.
That's where I work. What are you talking about? Whoop! Yeah, Shane and Shane and Phil Wickham are doing like a
worship. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah. It's just for the
worship leaders
in town, like free here, like before. Yeah. So...
MyStaticRadio.com for that information.
So get there, check it all out. But it is Friday.
Hey, we made it.
We did make it. I'm
a
so excited.
2 days with me. Made it.
I've made it. Really, it's just been like a day and 15 minutes. So
you're right.
Yeah.
Well, that changes everything.
It does.
You haven't made it yet.
So speaking of making it, last night.
Okay. You were like trying to freak out and tell me all about this, and I'm like, I don't care.
The men's Lobo basketball team.
Sports.
I feel like I have to talk to Steve about this. I think is he around? I'm not sure.
There he is. Yep.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I'm dragging you in early.
So
double overtime is what we're talking about.
Did you get to watch the whole thing?
When I recorded it, it said, do you want to add time onto the end? A half hour. You got to put a half hour.
Oh, thank God.
Half hour?
I recorded, and it started 20 minutes late. So I recorded down to 5.5 seconds left in regulation.
Oh!
No.
I almost texted you, but you said, I don't want any updates. I don't want anything. Don't. And so
you should have just been
Kendall did his thing again like he did against George Mason last year.
And then Alex Kirk did his thing as well.
And Pancake, he had a three-pointer in there.
Yeah.
Dude. Cleveland Thomas, number one.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, it was
Pancake. Got it.
An incredible game. The crazy part is there was about 10 point something seconds left in regulation. We were down four. And Chrissy had called and asked me to put stuff in the washer, and I said, I'll wait as soon as the Lobo game's over. Yes. And then we're like 10 point something seconds left, we're down four. I went ugh, and I walked upstairs.
Why would you do that? Did you not watch George Mason last year?
Because I said, we're down four with 10 seconds left, there's no way.
It's the Lobos.
Hope gone. And so I walked upstairs and I put the stuff in the washer, and I was like,
you're so upset,
so mad that I wasted my afternoon. And I walked back downstairs and it's like into regulation 75-75. I was like, what? So I had to go back and rewind. And
did you see that three-pointer? It's like, man, how did he make that?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It's because God loves the Lobos. It was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't look yet to see, but they play today. They're playing in the tournament in Charleston.
Yep, Charleston. My boys were praying for them last night.
So they play UMass.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, they were praying for a victory over UMass. It was really great.
Once you guys are done with this talk, I have to have a talk with you guys.
Okay.
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 19th ranked. Did you see that 19th ranked Lobos?
Yeah. It's pretty great. So I was very excited. Okay, now you can ask your
question. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
All right, so this time last year, uh-huh. you started talking about basketball and how amazing it was.
Right.
And you made me do that March Madness thingy.
Yep.
And I got really into Lobo basketball. Uh-huh. I went to a game and I had a blast.
Yeah.
And then they go to the championship thingies.
Oh, yeah.
And they lose, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And my heart was broken. So I want you both to know that I am not doing that this
Welcome
year.
Welcome to sports.
I'm not doing that this year. That was emotional turmoil.
You have no idea, man.
I'm not doing that
Yesterday,
this year.
I was going through that very same thing because it was like, we're supposed to win this. And it was the first round of this, you know, fun little Charleston invitational whatever. And, we almost lost to UAB.
But you both were like, this is what you have to do at the basketball games. You taught me all, like, the Hugh thing and then everything else. And I'm not doing that this year. That was too much.
You have to. It's called being a real fan.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
But it hurt.
Try being an Eagles fan.
Or a Buccaneers fan. Or an Angels fan. No. Yeah, we know. It comes with the territory, I guess.
Or this year being a White Sox fan.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. So,
you know, some people can handle it, man.
Yeah, I guess you just can't handle it.
I can't handle it.
That's okay.
It's too much for
no
me.
No bigs. All right.
Just so you know.
We're glad you tried.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was pretty fantastic. Yay, Lobos. Thanks for the talk, Stever. That guy's gone. He's gone. We'll catch up with him again at 6:45 for birthdays. Congratulations to the Lobos. They eked it out against UAB, man. We went to double overtime. And I thought in overtime it was like, yes, we got through regulation. I'm going crazy. And then in overtime it was like, oh, cool, we're just going to give it away in overtime. And then Alex Kirk, our big man, hit a three at the end of first OT to tie it back up again. And it was just like,
dang.
I didn't think my heartstrings yesterday. I was an emotional wreck all yesterday.
Yeah, turmoil. Yeah. You said turmoil.
So, yeah.
That's what they do to you.
That is what they do.
Lobos.
Okay. Glad it worked out for us. We're playing again today.
Good.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, 6:45, birthdays. You can get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. We have to do a delayed birthday shout out because I found out last night at Winter Jam. That yesterday was somebody else's birthday.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up 6:45.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hi. I need coffee.
Yeah, you do.
Want to fall asleep.
We are 28 minutes away from the opening of SoPo.
Woo! Actually, I was really excited today because my husband's like, hey, can you get something to eat today since I won't be able to bring you breakfast? I was like, no, SoPo's closed. He goes, no, it's Friday. And then I just like started screaming in the car. I was like,
today's
Friday!
The day.
That's what he told me.
Oh man, I hope that's true. I didn't know when.
I'm so hungry.
Me too.
And tired.
Solomon Sports are a super awesome coffee shop here on campus.
Yeah.
Been renovating.
Yes.
Rejuvenating.
What's going on around this campus?
7 a.m. We're ready for those doors
to open. We're ready, SoPo.
I'm just wondering if when they open, it's going to be like, hallelujah.
And then all the people are going to rush in.
Yeah, pretty much. Mad rush for SoPo.
For SoPo.
But that's 28 minutes away. Until then, we've got birthdays on the way.
That's going to keep me awake.
And right now, breaking news.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news!
Oh, gosh.
The cleaning crew for Jet Airways in India discovered 24 gold bars in a plane's toilet.
What?
Someone was pooping gold bars.
Stop it! Speaking of, do you remember gold bars? They were like chocolate and peanut butter?
Yes!
So that's believable.
It's possible. It can happen. It's happened before. Gross. Yes.
Happy Friday, everybody.
In other news, the town of Wallsburg, Utah, completely forgot to hold an election.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
So they forgot to hold an election, so the mayor gets to be mayor for 2 more years. Because yes. They completely forgot.
Maybe they just all are in agreement that this person is fine.
I guess.
Nobody else stepped up, obviously. Yeah, so
they totally forgot. So 2 more years of this dude getting to be mayor.
That's
so. I wish it was
mayor.
Wahlberg.
Mayor.
What did I say?
Mayor. It's like a female horse.
Mayor.
The mayor. Yeah. It's getting clear. keep trying. The mayor.
John Mayer.
No.
Mayor.
Mayor. There you go.
Mayor.
Yes.
John Mayer. Mayor.
It's pointless now.
It's the mayor.
No!
Mayor Barry.
Mayor.
Stever.
Mayor.
Mayor.
That sounds like a Spanish word.
You know, I've been making fun of people and their words lately.
Uh-huh.
Like Mateo, he has funny words. Like whenever he says important.
He's from the South. All of his words are funny words.
But whenever he says important, he goes, yeah, that's so important. Important?
Important.
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 Yeah, important.
That's what I say.
But then we looked at it. No, you say that.
I say important.
No, but he says important. Important.
I have no noonie. I have no idea what you're saying. They sound exactly the same to me.
But then we looked it up online, and that correct pronunciation. There we go.
It's pronunciation.
Pronunciation. I'm just kidding. How ironic right now. is important.
Important?
I-M-P-A-W-R-T-N-T. Important.
What did Jeffrey Rush from...
important.
It was Barbados from Pirates of the Caribbean. Important.
Important. breaking news. Scientists have shown that coffee can improve blood flow.
Yeah.
There you go. In other news, wearing jewelry may seem so passé now, but not for one lady because she implanted it surgically in her eye.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So what happens? Let me go ahead and explain the procedure to you. A doctor first numbs the area of the eye where the heart-shaped piece of platinum is to be inserted before making a small incision. The little bit of local bleeding is supposed to go away after a couple days or a couple weeks.
No, that's disgusting.
Costs around $3,000, and the procedure has not yet been approved by the FDA.
Yeah, you think?
But she had a platinum heart surgically implanted into her eye.
Ugh! That just sounds disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, there is a scented candle in this world that smells of KFC's fried chicken.
Gross!
I don't need to expound on that because that's disgusting.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's it.
And last on the list, cows have crashed through the roof of an England artist's house.
English artist.
English. She was white. Anglo-English. I'd have mixed them.
Some white dude's house.
It's a woman. It's just a girl. A British artist evaded injury when a pair of cows fell through the roof of her workshop. Sue Marshall was vacuuming in her England kitchen when the cows crashed through her roof.
Were they holding signs that said, eat more chicken?
And they landed next to her loom.
Wow.
She said the cows were not injured, but they broke through a fence in a field overlooking the building.
That is so weird. Could
they
you
just
imagine?
Kept walking. Like,
sup,
that was
cows?
Unexpected.
Yeah, slightly. There you go.
And there's your breaking news.
All right. Coming up, 6:45, we got birthdays. Get a shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. T-Moss, morning party.
Meow.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
So, when Sopo opens, you're not allowed to eat.
Why?
Because you won't stop letting loose in the studio. I am a lady. You do not fart in front of me. Twice.
Michelle Bransford, that's not ladylike talk. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking
about. Back to being
hey,
a lady.
It's birthdays.
Hey, it's birthdays.
Where's Stever?
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Thanks.
Ask me how I am.
How are you?
How are you?
Hey, Stever. I'm okay. I'm a little disappointed in my co-host right now.
Why?
Because he won't stop. He's not being...
Where's the proof? You have no idea.
He's being disgusting.
No, I'm not.
Stever, he's being really gross.
I'm not, Stever. I promise.
Okay, anyway.
I just promise.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Gross. Safety.
Stop it! I don't play that game.
You know what I almost forgot?
Huh.
And actually, I'm glad you guys had a fun time last night.
We did.
Know? But yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
Yes, it is.
So, mm-hmm. You know what Friday means.
Flashback Friday!
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know who it is.
Wow. Listen closely.
I know this intro to a song.
Do you?
Okay.
Oh, yes. 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 Duran Duran. Okay. I will accept this Flashback Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So it's a Flashback Friday. Is that going
to
work?
Yep.
All right.
You have to. You're already
totally
made
down
a
with
decision.
That. I am so down with that.
If I was in control of Flashback
I found out other stuff, but then I thought Mateo's going to be mad if I do that.
Why didn't you do In Sync? I'm here.
Why would I ever do NSYNC?
Exactly. Stop it, Stever. You don't mean that. You don't mean that.
All right. These guys have a few hits.
They do.
Hey, speaking of last night and being at...
Winter Jam.
Being at Winter Jam, we ran into Rob the Chip guy,
who said,
guess what? Today's my birthday, and it's the best birthday present being at Winter Jam.
Aww.
So happy belated birthday to Rob the Chip guy.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, very cool.
Ding.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's do birthdays.
Let's do it.
And we just did one.
Right?
Yes. Rob.
For Rob.
But today is the 326th day of 2013. 39 days remaining.
Oh, my gosh.
And I believe this is Ernest Hemingway's granddaughter.
Tyler Hemingway.
Mariel.
Muriel.
Muriel Hemingway.
It's Mariel Hemingway.
Mariel.
Yeah.
Oh, right. She was in... that soap opera movie with John Candy. What's that movie called? Anybody?
Soap opera?
Delirious or...
Oh,
right.
Something like that.
I think it was Delirious.
He was a
Murder, She Wrote.
He was a writer. That was a funny movie. she is 54.
Nah, she's 60.
52.
Ah!
Dang it.
Okay, now on this next one, Seth Green played this guy's actually namesake. On the Italian Job.
Seth Green played this guy's namesake.
I didn't know his character.
And the real guy's name is Sean Fanning.
Oh.
Also known as the guy who created Napster.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You didn't see the Italian Job?
I did. It was so
remember.
Long ago.
Seth Green said,
like
he stole it from me. I'm Napster. Call me Napster. No, I'm not doing anything to you. Call me Napster. You call him a handsome Rob, call me Napster.
That's funny. I need to see that movie again.
That
I haven't seen it in years.
I think it's on Netflix.
Really?
I think so.
Wait, who we're going for the real
Sean
life guy?
Fanning.
Yeah, Sean Fanning.
Seth
who,
Green's birthday is February 8th.
He created... Wow.
Oh, that's your birthday.
That's my birthday.
Okay. Okay.
That makes a little more sense. I was like, okay, cool, man.
Napster.
Can't hardly wait. 39.
42.
33.
Really?
Dude. Yeah.
So Napster was like really... so he was like 19 when it happened?
He was a kid.
Gosh.
Pretty much.
George H.W.
Nope.
Bush.
Nope. From the Monty Python crew, comedian director Terry Gilliam. Mm. It's part of the Monty Python guys.
62.
4.
73.
Wow.
Dang it.
You guys ever watched Monty Python?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
And now for something completely different.
Man.
Yep.
Good stuff right there.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, more than
it's funnier when they do it.
Ooh!
Sports!
All right, so, I think Swedish tennis player? No, German. German tennis
player.
Totally. German tennis player.
What's a German name?
Boris Becker.
Boris Becker.
No clue.
Closely related to David Beckham.
It's terrible. I have no idea. 40, 47.
I was going to say 40.
46.
Oh,
all right, here you go.
Did you just say dough?
I didn't mean to.
Tennis legend.
Tennis legend.
Female.
Serena Williams. Nope. Venus.
Pete Sampras. Andre Agassi.
Female.
Female, though.
I named the only
Agassi
two I know.
Long hair.
Billie Jean King
Billie
celebrating
Jean
the
King.
Birthday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Billie Jean King, not my lover.
Yeah.
She's just a girl.
That could have happened so much.
She is 59.
Sure, 55.
70.
Wow.
Dang it. You're not helping me.
Michael Myers. It's Mike Myers' birthday. No? Okay, so from the movie then? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Man, I've had like three different friends. And by friends, I mean people who I don't know, but who are on Facebook, who have posted photos
with
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Why?
She's in town, like, filming something.
Oh.
That would be awesome!
I want to go meet Jamie Lee Curtis.
Dude, Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome. Okay, let's see.
And it's her birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's in True Lies, if
I
remember.
She was in Halloween!
Yeah.
The original.
She was in Halloween.
Trading Places with
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
She's in those yogurt.
And Don Amici. I think Don Amici was in
She
that
was
too.
In Freaky Friday.
So, well, no, in the remake.
The remake.
Yeah, today's Friday. That's
yeah.
The whole point. That.
She is. Man, this is deceiving. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, it is deceiving.
I remember she does all those yogurt commercials, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 55. She's
Gosh.
Not very pleased with
no,
either one
not.
Of you.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't very nice of you at all.
She was when...
Well, here's the thing. We know that she looks younger than 55.
Yeah, she
and
does.
And so we really just shot too high.
Yeah.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military
Mr.
court
T.
for a crime they didn't commit.
These nope, men not Mr. T.
From a this guy was in The Towering Inferno, Superman 3, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and he played General Hunt Stockwell on the A-Team.
Of course.
No clue.
Nope. Maybe you
can hire Robert Vaughn.
Robert Vaughn! Not Mr. T. Oh, man, this show is so great.
I don't know.
I never even saw the movie remake.
I never even saw any of it.
I never saw any of it.
What?
Nope.
Man.
Nothing.
You guys didn't... Okay. Whatever.
Did you watch Dynasty?
No.
Man.
You're comparing Dynasty to the A-Team?
That's what he meant. Duck.
That dude's got to be like 72.
Yeah, 71.
81.
Dang it.
Wow.
You're throwing me off. I'm relying on
81.
You to get me within the ballpark, and it's not happening. It's not happening this morning.
Okay. Let's see. This guy is in the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen. He also has his own band.
Max Weinberg?
He was in The Sopranos as well.
Oh.
Little Steven or Steven Van Zandt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 57.
This song is funny. 60.
63.
Oh.
Dang it.
You were getting there, Mitch.
Trying to help.
Closer.
You're
thank
totally
you.
Getting there. Okay. From Shutter Island, the kids are all right. And the Avengers.
Yes, dude. Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo.
I got really excited because I thought it was Leo's birthday.
No.
It's not.
No. Mark Ruffalo is 43.
42.
46.
No!
I'm getting closer.
From The Prestige, Lost in Translation, and...
Scarlett Johansson.
That's so funny.
Because you had really good comedic timing right
there.
That was great.
That
was good timing.
ScarJo!
ScarJo.
Is it not ScarJo?
It is
Yeah, it's
now.
Her birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
ScarJo.
Is she going to show up on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know.
I
she should
it.
Because she's the Black Widow. It would actually make sense, but that show would have to pull the trigger.
39.
Scarlett Johansson?
38.
34.
How old must she have been in The Prestige if she's 29?
No. She said 39.
No, she's 29.
She's 29.
Yeah. What have you done with your life?
Oh, my gosh. She seems so much
more mature.
More mature than me.
Yeah. How old must she have been in The Prestige? Like a teenager?
Yeah.
Man.
She's an incredible actress.
All right. So we are two dates.
The Prestige was only in like 2007.
On Beatles. This date, in
oh,
what year,
oh,
the Beatles released the double album, The Beatles, commonly known as the White Album?
62?
In the marketplace.
Take a guess.
69.
68.
Ah!
Very close, Mitch.
Well, my name's Michelle for a reason.
That's right. That's right. She was named after the song Michelle.
I should have let you go first,
Michelle.
Then.
Michelle.
Yep. All right.
Rocky?
Not quite.
Sylvester.
On this date in what year, at age 20, Mike Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight boxing champion with a second-round knockout of Trevor Burbick
91.
In Las Vegas.
1991.
1987.
On this date in what year, Margaret Thatcher resigned as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
I didn't see this movie. I have no clue.
Margaret Thatcher.
You go first so that I'll just
I don't
go
know.
Off
no,
yours.
No, no. You can't because I have no idea.
I don't either. So
98.
Okay. I'm going to say 79.
90.
Dang it.
You were closer than I thought.
Thank you. He gave
I'm
me
like,
this
no,
look
that
like
was a period piece. No, it wasn't.
Okay, no, no fancy music or trying to figure out how to be funny. And on this date in what year in Dallas, Texas, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Wow.
And Texas Governor John B. Connally was seriously wounded. And later the same day, Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as the 36th President of the United States.
Dang, it was a busy day.
It was a busy day because it's also the day that C.S. Lewis passed away.
Aww.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
This date in what year?
What year was that?
Gosh, we were just talking
about
this yesterday.
Welcome to the schools of New Mexico.
Gosh, stop we were
it right
just
now.
Talking
Moriarty
about this.
And yes, Las Vegas.
Hey! I fell asleep in history class.
Yeah,
every
nicely
day.
Done.
60, 50, 70, 60.
No. I know this. I should know. I'm going to say 62.
64.
63.
Dang it!
Couldn't remember.
Oh,
I
man,
knew it
you
was
guys.
Right there. Sorry! I was not alive yet!
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
Today
early 60s.
Is Go For A Ride Day.
Go For A Ride.
It's also Go National Cranberry Relish Day.
Oh, I got to get my
nice.
Okay.
And that is all.
All right. It is Flashback Friday. Some Duran Duran action for you today. Yeah, I have their greatest hits on my phone. Don't
hey.
Judge me. What?
Do you have any unique talents?
Yeah.
Today is the day to celebrate them.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I will. We got Sam Swan joining us momentarily. Also, Sopo. Full
Woo!
Capacity. That's the rumor I'm hearing. Gosh, I'm so excited.
Please let that be true.
Taking a quick break. Coming right back. We got some Amberlynn, some House of Heroes, some Depeche Mode. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Gosh. Ah. Static. Sure in every single possible way, today
is going to be a great day. Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Watch out! There's an accident.
Really?
On Highway 528 at Southern and Meadowlark. There's another accident. Traffic lights are out, actually, not an accident. Coors at Paseo. Of course, that crazy construction work. On Paseo, I-25, south at Paseo.
Just stay away from Paseo, apparently.
Yeah, basically, today's,
the whole of Paseo.
Today's not the day. If you live on Paseo, call in. There's traffic lights flashing red. Come on, Diamond. Shine bright. Lomas. And
I believe in you. Tramway.
Tramway.
Yeah.
And another accident. I-40 West at Wantabo. Exit 166. That's your look at traffic.
Busy Friday.
Crazy.
Traffic brought to you by the new and improved Sopo.
so good.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. They've upped their game.
Fresh burritos is so good.
I know. Yeah. The red chili is pretty amazing this morning.
So,
also, welcoming into the show, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Welcome.
Good morning.
Whoa. What's happy up? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
It is also happy. Very important Friday because it's Flashback Friday.
Yes.
So, you know. Where is... Oh, it's not plugged in.
Case.
Man. I'm like, hey, where's my music? It's not working.
Yeah, that happened to me one time, and it was the worst.
That's what happens.
So now you experience.
Now I got to take my phone out of the case and hope that some kid doesn't run by and hit my arm and break my phone, kid.
He's probably listening.
Or Mitch.
Or Mitch.
Because she runs around the studio sometimes.
She does, and she's a kid. So.
Jeez.
Yep. We mean that in the nicest possible
way.
Golly
gee willikers. Yeah, so anyways...
Ready?
Yeah.
Today's Flashback Friday.
Oh, it's so low. All right. Who's excited? Who's excited?
I'm so excited.
You have no idea
I'm
this
so
music,
excited.
Do you?
I've heard it. I'm just not. I've never really been into it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is when I think of 80s music, this is what I think of.
I was never a Duran Duran guy, actually. And then I married a lady in an electronic band who's super new wave, and they came through town and she made me go.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, 10 or 15 rows back, right there center for Duran Duran, and they were incredible.
I bet they were.
They were amazing. Yeah. I'm like, these are old dudes, and they were throwing down some awesomeness. Yeah. So there you go, Duran Duran Day.
I don't know that I could tell you any songs that they did, but if they started playing, I could go, oh, that's Duran Duran.
That was me.
I don't know the names
of
their
tunes,
but I do know that they're good tunes.
Yeah, I knew maybe a handful of songs, but then when I got there, I knew every single song.
Yeah.
I was like, of course. Obviously.
I know that.
So when Stever announced Duran Duran for Flashback Friday, I jumped in my phone and realized I had 78 Duran Duran songs.
Oh,
in
my God.
Dude, that's awesome.
So we're covered for Flashback Friday today.
Sweet.
Speaking of covered, on the cover of, how do I put this? Some controversy going on.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard this.
I don't know. Let
Costco.
Me see.
Have you heard about the Costco controversy this week?
Yes.
In California.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course it had to be California. Reflexively, huh? Costco shocked some people and had other people saying, yeah, right on, when they labeled the Bible as fiction and put it up for sale in their Costcos.
I can't believe that.
There's a photo, and surprising, well, I shouldn't say surprisingly, it shouldn't be surprisingly. When I saw this article, I went and... on there, and there was a poll that says, how should stores categorize the Bible? Fiction, nonfiction, or other? And does it surprise you that when I voted, 48% of people said it should be categorized as fiction?
48?
48.
I'm a little surprised by that number.
32% said other, and 19% said nonfiction.
Wow.
Yeah. I was one of the
What 19%. Other could it be?
I don't know. Other...
like historical, or like...
Well...
If
you think of it as other, as so much greater than anything else,
maybe
other. I mean, I could see how some people might say it is. It's a category by itself.
Okay,
it's the Holy Scripture. It's God's Word, living and active. Maybe that's what they were thinking when they said other, as opposed to other, like, you know, just put it away. Although some people may have voted that way too. That's the one thing about those kind of polls.
It's not specific enough. Yeah, it's kind of a weird option to have other. Like, it's either fiction or nonfiction.
That was mine. So
I know. What is it if it's? I mean, when bookstores categorize, they have like more specific type categories. They've got fiction, nonfiction. They've got self help and do it yourself and those kind of things like that, right?
Yeah.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Dramatic. Of course, some of that would be fiction too. I guess biography.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Sci-fi, science, fiction.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I just think there's a really clear, distinct
Thanks for helping
line.
Me understand.
It's fiction or not.
That's
like,
right.
I don't...
It's just a very clear... It's not. Like, it's kind of like the whole pregnant thing. It's like you're either Not pregnant. Exactly. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm just
so,
a little bit pregnant.
Yeah. In an update to the article, Costco did issue an apology stating Costco's distributor mislabeled a percentage of the Bibles. However, we take responsibility and should have caught the mistake. We're correcting this with them for future distribution. In addition, we're immediately relabeling all mislabeled Bibles. We greatly apologize for this error, but of course, not before a pastor and some others took photos and tweeted it and talked about it. Yeah. And so, I mean, the fact of the matter is the Bible still went out with a big old fiction label on it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, but it brings about an interesting discussion because for those of us Christians, you know, obviously it's the inerrant word of God. This is the word of God. But
right.
I was talking with a friend a few weeks ago at Astro Zombies about Scripture, about that very thing, and how I believed that, and he was just dumbfounded that I could believe that it's inerrant, that it's the word of God, you know. It's like, but dudes wrote it. And I said, well, okay. And then talked about, you know,
right,
the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, or how God, you know, truly used this person, and how this is still
right
God's word. And yeah, nowadays it's not like it back in the day, you know. Yeah. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah. It is an interesting kind of thing that when people, even some believers that kind of pick and choose what they want to believe out of the Bible.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
I remember I had a conversation with somebody one time, and I wasn't actually in a conversation with a person who she was quoting, but something to the effect of, we were having some kind of discussion about life, and I kept saying, well, you know, the Bible says we need to live like this, and God's telling us, and this, it happened to be, she was talking about her boyfriend, and she said, well, he thinks that you're too much into the Bible. I mean, this guy's a believer, too, and I was like, wow, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, yeah.
That a believer would say, you're too much into the Bible. I'm like, dude, that's our book. That's what we are to be into.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, it's to be into us.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, I mean, that's how we renew our mind. We're called not to conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we know that renewing of our mind comes from, man, digging into Scripture, praying and receiving God's word into our heart,
absolutely,
writing it down on our hearts and minds, and truly being transformed by that renewing through Scripture.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But it is interesting because, I mean, last night, Winter Jam, we saw the gamut of believers. There were so many different subcultures believers. I got into a conversation.
Of sorts. A conversation of sorts.
Was it a passionate conversation?
No, I need, there's a follow-up to this.
Okay.
So we are looking, actively looking for a tent, a very specific tent. And I'm on a mission to get to this tent. And all of a sudden, I hear this guy's loud voice, not screaming, but talking very loudly.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You were there last night.
No, I didn't get to go.
Oh, you didn't get to go. Okay, you didn't go. Sorry.
I wanted to.
There were. I don't want to call them protesters.
They were.
But you walked. We walked
informers?
Up.
Informers.
There were like snow. Okay, there were people, and they were chanting and clapping, and it was like Sunday school, you know, type thing. Like, I have decided, and they were like into it, and I was like thinking, okay, these are going to be the Amish looking dudes with like the long, and I'm not making fun. This is truly
what I
thought.
I
walked up, and it was Sons of Anarchy. It was like these dudes with like
bandanas
and like leather on,
and like you didn't want to mess with them.
No, and they were like getting rowdy, and it was like okay, and so you had that group, and then you just had everybody in line, and you could see like, okay, well, the Baptists are over here, and the, you know, like, but everybody was there together, so it was really cool. But then there was this crew that I needed to know their motivation.
Yeah.
And I just cared enough that rather than just talk about it today on the morning show, I wanted to understand why they were there so that I could talk about it with knowledge rather than just make fun.
Sure.
So, I immediately walked up to this group because there were people that were protesting abortion at Winter Jam,
but it wasn't
protesting abortion necessarily. It was protesting the church because we have failed to protest abortion correctly, or something like that.
Yeah.
So I had to go up there because there was a sign, and one of them said, like,
mind you,
the church has not failed to be pro-life; they've failed to be Christian. Or
mind you,
like
we're
that.
On a mission, so all of a sudden. We have stopped.
She's walking.
The mission changed.
And all of a sudden it was like, nope. And so
he like just like like seriously did like a 90 degree turn and just walked towards
we
them.
Have a new mission.
Yeah. So
to gain information. That's
yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. So but then I found out what they were talking about because I wanted to know, because when you're protesting anything or when you're trying to raise awareness about anything, you really need to use proper grammar and good verbiage of your sign, because if not, it's just going to confuse, because a lot of people were just staring at him like,
I don't understand. What
the heck are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they were saying stuff, but it didn't, you know, I don't want to say it didn't make
it
sense.
It wasn't super clear.
I definitely don't want to mock, but at the same time, it was not made clear.
Yeah. It and wasn't so, clear, so he had to go up there and ask a bunch of questions.
I was part of that frustrated party because I went out on Tuesday. I voted for the ban on, you know, the 20-week ban on abortion. It did not pass. There were people that were very upset, I included. We talked about it on Thursday with the Aspen Project. We had Michelle Schroff in here talking about what the next steps are and everything. So then you see, you know, how this person is saying we're not, the church has not failed pro-life, we failed because we're not Christian. And I wanted to know what that meant, and so I very politely asked.
And loudly.
Is I was one? Polite.
You were polite.
I was very polite.
You were polite.
Well,
you were,
I was
no.
snarky.
But you were assertive
I
as
was
well.
Snarky.
And so basically it was like, damage control, thank you so much, you have a great evening, bye.
Well, Mitch had to rescue you.
I think because of what we do at Static Radio, a lot of times I get frustrated when I see that because it's very damning.
Yeah.
It's very much so, man. And so I wanted to make sure, I just wanted some clarification because basically there's thousands of people standing in a line to get into Winter Jam, one of the most quote unquote Christian tours in the world.
Yeah.
And it seemed like this sign was just like all inclusive. Everybody in here is guilty of this.
Right.
That's what it seemed
like.
And
so I said, hey, I'm a part of that church that you're saying is not Christian, that we're not Christian. So what do you mean by that? You know, what are you trying to say? And the idea was that we need to abolish abortion, that this 20-week ban wasn't enough, and maybe God was warning us, or because it didn't pass, the church wasn't adamant enough about getting out there to vote, and so we need to do more. And so I understood what they were saying after she took the time to explain it. But again, I think that's why conversation is so much more important protesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you have a sign that has five words on it and you're kind of walking by, you don't really grab that. But when I was able to stand there and go, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Because I'm a part of that church, and this is what I do week in and week out with the Aspen Project, with CareNet. This is what we're trying to do in raising awareness. Is that enough? Am I Christian enough?
Yeah.
And it was, well, you know.
Did she say we as the church are not doing it? But she said
it kind of throws you for a loop.
Yeah. It kind of does because when you look at Isaiah.
Yeah.
In Isaiah 6, when he has that incredible encounter with the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ground is shaking and the threshold is shaking and the smoke filled the temple and the seraphim and all, they're hovering around the throne and he sees all of this and experiences all of this. His first impression is to make a confession.
Yeah.
He says, I am a man of unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips. In other words, he's identifying himself
with everyone
else.
Yeah.
It would be totally different if somebody who has an issue with the church says, we believers, we have failed in this area, whatever area it is. Instead of saying, you have failed and we're the only ones that have it right. That is just not the right way to approach and have conversation. So I'm glad that you were able to have a conversation with her. But even then, still sounds like there's a point
the
of arrogance approach, which bothers me.
To talk it out because
it just wasn't clear.
We moved on to a few issues. Static.
Hey, this is Thebes.
Hey, Thebes.
Hey, man. Regarding the signs, the verbiage and stuff like that, that's just shock value for them in order for you to come up and talk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. You know, if you were to see a sign at a Christian concert that said, hey, stop abortion or, you know, whatever, you're probably not going to go up there. It garners a reaction, and it gets you talking to them. And normally, they have a pretty sound, agenda.
Yeah.
But I mean, they got a shock value first.
Yeah. No, what sucks is that you're right, and
it's unfortunate that that has to happen.
Yeah, and not a lot of people were talking to them. They were kind of like standing there on their own.
Sideline,
just hanging out, and most other people were just in line like, I don't want to lose my spot for Winter Jam, so I'm just going to look to the right and see what's going on.
Right.
And so it was definitely, but as I said, we were able to talk it out, and because then I asked the question of, well, how do you think the church is doing with compassion for those that have already made that decision, who are already broken, who are already, unfortunately, felt they were at a place where they made that decision, and now are lost and need that hope and redemption just as much as those who have not made that decision yet. How has the church done there? How have we been compassionate? How have we embraced them and told them that Jesus still loves them? And
what was their reaction to that?
Well, the funny thing is the girl that was standing next to her, just like kind of holding the sign, began to start nodding her head and and so then we were able to, and so it ended well. It was a great conversation and it was a cool ride on. I just needed some clarification. Okay, cool. God bless you. Have a great evening type
what,
thing.
What was the organization? Can you
no clue.
I think it was just them on their own.
No clue.
It didn't say. The signs weren't by any means like flashy or anything. It was just like
was
literally
no
poster
website.
Board with a black with black Sharpie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what? That sounds like the people at the Rose Parade. After the Rose Parade, there's a bunch of people that go down with megaphones and all that stuff.
Right.
Oh, man. That's
it does wonders.
Yeah. It gets people thinking, though, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. So,
all right.
Right on, man.
Thanks,
all right, love
Thiebs.
You guys.
Love you too, Thiebs.
See you, Thiebs.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
I love that guy.
He also has a request on Facebook.
He wants to hear some Christmas music.
Yeah, but it's
can
a
we
very
do
specific
that?
Christmas song.
We have that. We have that in the...
No way.
Yeah, well, of course we do.
Okay.
Neon Horse. Yeah. But is it too early for Christmas?
I don't know.
Should we vote? Yeah, look.
Gosh.
Just saying. We're kicking off Christmas music Black Friday is when I was planning on it.
Yeah.
It just feels like a good day to kick off Christmas music.
Yeah, especially with all the hostility that's going to be happening at the retailers.
Oh, man. Do you take part in the chaos?
No.
I was planning on getting some signs and standing out front and protesting, but...
I'm going to stand outside and say, we are too materialistic. Oh, you got to beat somebody up to save $7 on a TV?
Repent. Unless you can get me an
Xbox
One.
And when you're in there, I need a 92-inch television.
Right.
If it's at this price, I'll take it.
Man, speaking of, it is November 22nd, which means the launch of the brand new Xbox today.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
Man.
A buddy of mine got it at midnight. I keep seeing people.
I kind
of
wish I was a gamer so I could get into that.
Oh!
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yesterday,
I play games, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had our staff Thanksgiving potluck here.
Oh, yeah.
And I sat down and listened to two guys talk about video games for no less than 45 minutes.
Sure, that's
really?
True.
Yeah.
Wow, and it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
That's hilarious.
Was it the new Batman?
They're talking about everything.
Oh, okay.
And it was two guys. What's funny is that it's one of our interns here, and then also another guy who doesn't even work in this building. I'm like, you both are insane. And I sat there and I crocheted the entire time.
There's nothing insane about that. Those are incredible conversations that should be had.
Oh, I chimed in. I was like,
did you learn a lot?
Yeah, and I even got to chime in on the conversation. I talked about Duck Hunt. I talked about regular Mario, Super Mario. And then I went on. I was like, and they really lost me at Nintendo 64. Like, the only game I could really play on that was Mario Kart.
Yeah.
After that, out.
Wow.
So
wow.
I just explained my little
Mario Kart
difficulties.
I played all of the Wii. That's the only game.
Wife.
That's the only
my
game I can really play
game.
Well.
Yeah.
And there's only certain tracks I can do.
Exactly.
I can't do.
Oh, no, I can't do that one.
I can't do the rainbow. That would kill.
I fall off.
You die, man. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Every single time.
I gotta
can't do it.
I like you know.
Oh,
I like the easy ones.
It's really like the character of
the
dog in Duck Hunt.
I like
Hunt.
The mall.
He
there
brings.
Because
they're talking about storylines. I'm like, this is so weird. Duck Hunt, that dog really made me feel insignificant whenever I missed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
it. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Yes, it is Friday. It's Flashback Friday.
Yes.
Duran Duran today. We'll get to some of that.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
I know this song.
Yeah, it's Rio.
Yeah, it's the one that I know. by Duran Duran.
That's right, Flashback Friday. Welcome to it.
Hey. Okay, I'm putting this away.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention New Mexico hanging out with us.
Yeah, man.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's always wonderful having you in studio because it's a reminder that it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
Also, because you're great, too.
I make you think of Friday. That's good.
You're a lot of fun as well.
Well, thanks.
So,
I have fun.
Ginormous film releasing in theaters today.
Today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I know you guys are really
not
excited.
That's not it.
Because I've got great news for another ginormous film coming out in 2015.
Oh.
Warner Brothers went on a website domain registration, and they bought up new Batman, Superman movie titles, basically.
Yay.
So I have a list of properties that they purchased. Some, I'm obviously, to throw you off, but one of these could possibly be the actual title for the new Man of Steel sequel.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited. Because everybody's been calling it Batman versus Superman. The movie still could be called that because Warner Brothers already owns the rights to that. But here's a list. Man of Steel battled the Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that one.
Man of Steel Beyond Darkness.
Okay. Yeah, I like the first one better.
Yeah.
Man of Steel Black of Night. Again,
no.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Man of Steel Darkness Falls.
I feel like that's too close
That sort of gives a hint as to what happens.
Yeah.
That's
Darkness
too close.
Falls.
It's too close to Batman Rises.
I like this one better.
Yeah.
Man of Steel Night Falls. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Oh.
Night Falls.
So they're already implying that Superman's going to beat Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe, because there's three more. Look at this. Man of Steel Shadow of the Night. Just N-I-G-H-T. That's the only one with just night. Man of Steel The Blackest Hour. Man of Steel The Darkness Within. Some interesting titles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a question.
And they purchased all of these domains.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are they fighting?
What do you mean, why are they fighting?
Yeah.
That's a good question. We don't know the storyline. I don't know if you know this, but the movie doesn't come out until 2015, and we have little to no information on it.
I'm sorry, comic book person who should have read this story already.
I'm sure I have. I'm sure, you know, depending on where they go with it. Superman's a Boy Scout, and Batman is more so a vigilante, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
Meaning that Superman's like for the good of everyone, which was why the ending of the first movie was so shocking to a lot of people and they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because Superman is a good guy and he's for the good of all people always, all the time,
truth,
forever.
Justice in the American way.
Yeah.
Even though...
He's the Captain America of the DC world. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
All, yeah, everybody.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, Batman is like the Tony Stark in a sense that...
Okay.
The millionaire playboy. Wait a second. Did they rip each other off?
Crazy.
It could be.
Static.
Since it's Friday, I have a fun joke for you.
I'm ready.
Why did the glue want to be friends with the tape?
Why did the glue want to be friends with the tape?
Because they wanted to stick together.
Thank you. The delivery was incredible.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Wow. Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
That seriously was amazing.
It is Fun Joke Friday. It's also Flashback Friday.
Hey, I want to get back to this Batman Superman thing.
Yeah. Yes, let's get back to this important this.
I mean, Duran Duran is great and all, but I was just thinking of something as you and Mitch were discussing why are Batman and Superman fighting?
Yeah.
And you were talking about Superman is the Boy Scout and Batman is the darker side of that, kind of a vigilante. I remember in the early days, the beginning of Batman. Not the comic, but the TV show.
Okay.
So as a little
kid,
Batman and Robin, they were it, man.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gordon calls on the bat phone. They go, they beat up the Joker, they beat up the Riddler, they beat up the Mad Hatter, they beat up all those dudes. And it was weird. I don't know why those guys couldn't win fights. Maybe it's because their lairs were always sideways, because they always showed the enemy dude their lair. Whenever it showed them, they stood sideways. I was like, man, talk about imagery.
Right.
Even as a 6-year-old, I'm like, the bad guy's place is always crooked. I should be straight like Batman and good and fight for justice and things like that.
Right.
That's how I spoke when I was 6 years old. So in my mind, I'm thinking Batman's a good guy like that. And then when they started remaking, when the first Batman came out and there's this dark Batman, I was like, no, Batman is campy with the pow and the smash. And then it took me a little while to transition into this new, the new genre, or maybe, because I never read the Batman comics.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how Batman comics have been forever and ever.
Yeah.
But the TV show was, I'm a TV generation person, grew up watching TV.
Yeah.
I relate everything back to TV almost.
Of course.
So I struggled with this whole thing about Batman can't have internal struggles and have a dark side and have this. But now,
so much deeper.
It's so much. It is much deeper, and it's great. But I still like to go back to those old Batman. Remember the one feature-length movie that they made with Batman?
Of course, with the shark repellent?
Yeah. And there's the one scene where Batman's trying to get rid of that bomb. he's got that giant bomb above his head, and the fuse is lit, and there's smoke, and he goes and tries to dump it over the dock, and there's some mama duck and baby ducks, and he can't do that. And then he runs this way, and there's a group of nuns crossing in front of him, so he has to turn and go this way. And there's a mom with a stroller, and there's all these things where he can't drop this bomb, and his line
and
is classic.
So
he goes, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. that's the Batman I grew up on.
Right.
And then you got this, a guy falls in a well and bats go all around him and fly out. And then he's this guy with angst and I'm like, bring back Adam West, man, because sometimes you got to get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. What is the deal? Because it has gotten progressively darker over the years, but why did his voice change?
Yeah. See, and that was one thing
I don't know.
Nerdy comic book guy me. I feel like we should do an impromptu comics corner here, but nerdy comic book guy me or whatever. That was the most inaccurate part to me, because in the comic or in the cartoon or the whatever, the character was Bruce Wayne, so he changed his voice for Bruce Wayne, and then when he was Batman, that's who he truly is, and so he would have his normal. So this whole deep, I hated it. I know everybody loves them, and that's like how they judge all of their comic book films. I enjoyed them. Cool. I really didn't enjoy the last one.
I didn't.
The second
either.
One was good, but I
like the second one.
The first one's still my favorite of the three.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It just got. But Batman's always been dark to me, because my Batman is Michael Keaton. But he still had that comedic feel. He was cool.
And I love
classy.
I love the one where Clooney, when they had Batman and Robin.
doesn't exist. I mean,
the movie was okay
Freeze.
What I mean,
was
I love
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It
should have been Patrick Stewart.
I know. He would have been much better.
Yeah.
That one part where he and Robin are going up that. To the lair, and he goes, "Holy rusted metal, Batman!" And he goes, "What did you say?" And he goes, "No, it's holy and it's rusty and it's made out of metal." And I thought, "What a throwback to the campy days!"
Yeah.
Kind of a little shot there. I enjoyed that part, but sorry, I didn't mean to bring up your bad memory of Clooney. That never happened. It happened in my imagination.
Never happened. At least
that would be a great terrible movie.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I play in a metal band. And me and my friends, for the longest time, have had this amazing idea, and we just keep getting lazy.
Okay.
We want to take voice clips from the most recent Batman movies, and then just write a metal song behind it, and it'd be like the best heavy metal song ever. He's already doing the voice.
That's a great idea.
So
that is
a brilliant
plan.
Stop being so lazy.
Just imagine. Where's the detonator? It'd be great.
It'd be great. The song could be called "Where's Rachel."
There you go. Where is she?
You guys have a good day.
You too.
It is pretty brilliant.
Man.
Yeah. Have you seen you've seen those YouTube videos of the Bat Dad?
Oh, he is
awesome. My gosh.
He is fantastic.
I nearly fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard.
Nope. Have you seen Bat Dad?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
It's bedtime.
We are throwing that up on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's actually kind of old now, but
it's not brand new.
But it is, Mitch, it is so funny.
It is still
funny.
Pretty fantastic.
He's got a Batman mask on, and he talks to his kids in little sound clips like that, but like, brush your teeth. It's time for bed.
Dude, it's great. I feel for his wife, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, in all the clips,
she's like, stop.
She gets scared.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Bat Dad is amazing.
She's either incredibly patient or we're never, ever going to see
him
again.
Is he on Vine?
I don't know if he's on,
he's
Vine.
On Vine.
He could be on Vine.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. On Vine. Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
We got to take a quick break. Speaking of the Dark Knight, how about Black Friday? We're going to talk about that coming up. It's a week away. I've got some helpful advice for Black Friday. Also, some myths you may not know about
Ooh.
Black Friday. Yeah. So we're going to help you out there. Quick break. Right back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
No! No, you say something better. Blah, blah, blah. Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Happened fast. Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Hey.
Some Duran Duran today. This one's for my sister-in-law.
Good.
Missy. She's like the biggest Duran Duran fan I've ever met in my
really?
Life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's, like, all of her kids are named after at least one member of Duran Duran.
That's
oh my
hilarious.
Gosh.
I'm not even joking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor
uh-huh.
was named after John Taylor, most uh-huh. importantly, the bassist, because uh-huh. she loves John Taylor. But they're all named after like a member of Duran Duran or Erasure. Or, yes.
That's funny.
That yes. is.
Yes.
That's kind of like my kids.
Yeah?
My oldest grandson is named Jonathan after John Foreman.
Okay.
From Switchfoot.
Okay.
Because Stephanie and Dane love Switchfoot. And my first granddaughter, who was just born, her name is Emery.
Okay.
After the band yep. Emery.
I know a Maylene, named after Maylene.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah. yeah. Kind of
cool.
I know
an Emery. Let's see. Trying to think of other bands.
Isley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a Reliant K.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding. This is my son, House of Heroes.
I know.
We call him, huh?
This is my nephew, Men at Work.
Yes! Yes!
And his brother, Devo.
Oh, man. Yep.
Parents
Welcome.
Do. Parents, hey. In the name of creativity, do some awful things to their yes. kids sometimes when they name them. Sometimes.
Yeah. I think I everybody was shocked when I named my kids because they're mostly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it is a little shocking.
Jack Manning, that's Jack.
Yeah.
And then Luke Remington. Luke actually was going to be Remington Cash.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be the name. That was the name forever, and I'm like, yes, and we'll call him Remy for short. Remington Cash, yeah. I love Johnny. But then, was that stupid movie, Walk the Line?
Yeah.
I said stupid movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan.
What?
Came out, and then everybody started naming their kid Cash. And so I was like, cool, nope.
Not gonna do it.
And then when he was born, my wife looked at him and said, he doesn't look like a Remington.
Which
As
is
if
funny.
Any child ever yes. pops out like, hello,
I say.
Hello,
hello,
Tony, good day.
I am Remington, and I am here.
Like, I was a little upset when I found that out because I'm like, he could totally be a Remington.
He really could now.
But one, that's a really awesome middle name, and two, he really likes his actual name.
Yeah.
Because
well,
it goes by something else,
he,
which is close
say,
to it.
We had actually talked, he had talked about changing his name.
Really?
From the time he was born, we've called him Duke. Instead of Luke, like Luke's is his name, but we call him Duke, and that's the nickname.
Oh yeah.
But it became a point where it's like, hey, what do you want us to call you? And he prefers Duke.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
hilarious.
Duke.
A few weeks ago, we all went
yeah.
bowling,
yeah.
and everybody's like coming up with funny names. And he's like, Duke, I'll be Duke. I'm like, you're sure you just want that? He's like, yeah. And didn't,
yeah.
It was fine.
He's proud of that,
yeah.
man. He wants to be Duke. So
that's
I was
cool.
like, you be Duke.
That's really cool.
Yeah. yeah, he's a tough guy. And then there's Brody.
Yeah.
Brody, hey, Brody.
Brody.
Dude.
Brody Parker.
You set him up.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny
Let's
thing is,
surfing.
He's the jolliest baby I've ever
yeah,
been around in my entire life.
That's hilarious.
He just rolls.
He's
well,
like the happiest little dude I've ever met, ever. And
yeah.
so, yeah. So he really does have that little, like, yeah.
That's good.
So
Brody
great.
Attitude. So
Brody.
So, you know, he's gonna be the next Keanu Reeves.
No!
Don't
do
that. You could call him Bro for short.
Bro, little bro.
Bro.
Just funny because since he's already got like the cool name, he's got the longer,
yeah.
you know, Brodus is usually the nickname. Or
my Ryan calls me Bro.
Bro.
He talks to me on the phone. Hey, okay, later, bro.
People, that's Bye, funny. Son.
They'll say, wait, isn't that your dad?
Well, I used to call Chrissy dude all the time, and
oh,
people
yeah.
would freak out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your wife, man. You can't call her dude, bro.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, absolutely. Or
it's better
I
than
forgot
dudette.
Your name, and I call you dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, dude.
Dude.
Just the connotation. It's the connotation.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dude.
Hey.
You can. It can mean
man.
Anything. You can be. You can
oh,
be
yeah.
sad, dude. You can be excited, dude.
Yeah.
You can be angry, dude.
Dude.
Yeah. See.
You can be complacent.
You can be complacent.
Complacent.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude. You can be introspective. You, dude.
Amazing. It is 8:16. We got to take a quick peek at traffic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susie.
I believe in you.
Traffic also sponsored by this fantastic computer.
Really old computer. It's, look at that.
So, whoa.
Yeah.
Traffic lights are now out on Coors at Paseo. Mm-hmm. Both ways, it looks like.
Yeah.
And there's, of course, crazy construction work on Paseo south at I-25. Or south, is that right?
Yeah.
South at
I-25. Yeah.
I'm not reading it. There's an accident. Ah, I-40 East at I-25 on the Big I.
Yeah, so it's like
that'll be a mess.
Done yes. There.
There is another accident on Paseo East at the river.
Yep.
Gosh. And traffic lights are flashing red Rio Bravo at 2nd Street. And more traffic lights are flashing. Come on. Red Lomas at Tramway. It's a crazy day here.
I'll tell you what. Let's make sure that all the busiest intersections in the city have flashing lights. Just it's Friday.
And everywhere else there will be an accident.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. It's the week before Black Friday. So let's just go crazy.
No more texting and driving.
Yeah. Black Please. Friday. We're a week away. I found a list of some myths.
Okay.
That you need to know about.
Myth number one.
Everyone gets the deal.
Ugh, yeah. Not
That's
true.
False. Trust me. Yeah.
You probably don't save much money at all.
The good stuff always in limited quantities, especially when it comes to electronic items. So unless you're really aggressive, you're not going to get what's advertised on the front page of the circular.
That's right.
It's true. That happened to me a few years ago. I braved it one Black Friday to try and get my wife, at the time, the top of the line. Digital camera, because there were still cameras back then.
Oh, yeah.
People still actually used
cameras.
Actually
had to buy a camera.
Yeah, you still needed a camera. So, I think our phones now have more megapixels than the camera I sat out overnight
for. Same with me. The camera I sat out overnight for, I'm like, well, that's only 7 megapixels. What is it, 7 megapixels? Is that what
something?
It is?
It was insane, and it was like they handed out these tickets, and like only the first few people got it. What are you in line for? What are you here for? You know, and so... you're not everybody's going to get the crazy deal. So
nope.
Just
and you may end up on the news.
Yeah, truth.
Either trampled or one of the tramplers.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, today is a big day. The Xbox released Xbox One, their brand newest Xbox.
When are you going to talk
system.
About Hunger Games?
Well, let's do the myths first, and then we'll get
this
to
out. Myth number two, this is a pretty important myth that you need to know about. The mega retailers, also known as the Evil Empire. Here's a myth that you may not know, that you have to be in the store to get the Black Friday deals. A lot of the deals are actually available online as well.
Ooh.
So some deals are in store only, like the ones we talked about, the you know, very limited ones that are like the doorbuster crazy the grandma that's been camped out there for 2 days, you know, she's going to get those. You're not going to get those. Here's another myth that is pretty interesting. Myth number three, Black Friday brings the biggest sales of the year. Myth.
No.
Yeah.
Wednesday brings the biggest sale of the year.
Let's see.
Every week, Wednesday.
There are great deals, but the best deals on toys and brand name TVs actually don't happen until later in the season. The best time of year to get a television is directly after the Super Bowl.
Because they roll out all their big old TVs.
Right. So everybody will buy them before the game for their parties.
So true.
And then when people don't, then they just, and it, that's it.
Sale.
That's, so huge sale. Yeah. So if you can wait till February, bro.
Back to
school
February.
Sales can bring bigger discounts on laptops and other school related supplies. Yep. So if you're looking for that laptop, that's usually the best time of the year for that as well. Myth number four, if you shop on Black Friday, you will fight the biggest shopping crowds of the year. That's actually not true. The biggest shopping day of the year, can you guys take a wild guess?
I'm going to say Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Shopping day of the year.
Biggest shopping day of the year is not Black Friday. What is it?
Mother's Day.
Nope. It is the Saturday before Christmas. So you were close.
Okay.
The Saturday before Christmas is the biggest shopping day of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Mother's Day.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of people who want to buy stuff for their mothers. It's probably way up on the list there, Mitch.
Well, I think that's, next to Christmas, I believe that's the next
Mother's
holiday
Day
that the most money is spent on.
Yeah. So. Except that this past, not Mother's
Dads
Day.
Dads get hosed.
Yeah, they do. You really do.
That's okay.
It's like, oh, what? Shoot, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Didn't
Dad,
that just happen?
I bought you a pack of gum.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
It's already open.
But
I thought you'd want to share with me.
I was at Mother's Day. I was at Walgreens this past Mother's Day, and it was like people like everywhere.
Yeah,
like, we're at Walgreens, and people are buying like roses and candy.
Oh, of course, it's Mother's Day
because they were sold out everywhere else.
Yeah,
dads always also get the shaft, I think, because Father's Day comes right after Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like when you have a birthday near Christmas.
That's right. Aww,
you're screwed.
You're so right.
Sorry. My son, his birthday is January 4th, and I'm always like, bro, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. That sucks. Yeah. It's a week later, you know? So, yeah, that inevitably that's what, and that's probably what happens with Father's Day. All the kids go out and they get their mom something, and then when they're broke because they're like college age kids,
right,
or they don't have any money because they don't have jobs,
that's right,
dad gets hosed because it's like, remember what I got, mom? I don't have any more money.
Because so, the dad gives money to the kid who doesn't have a job so he can buy stuff for Mother's Day so that he doesn't get in trouble.
Pretty much.
Because somebody always asks me, what are you going to buy your wife for Mother's Day? Oh, wait, did you hear what you just asked me?
Right.
What am I going to buy my wife?
Right.
For she ain't my mama. And then I almost had a lady hit me because of that.
Really?
She is your wife and she's the mother of
your children.
And I said, yeah, but the truth is she's not my mama.
Right.
I will buy stuff for my kids for her for Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's wife day?
Right.
Anniversary. Valentine's.
Wife
day. So there's
every
two.
Day.
Wife day
Let's
is
be
every.
Honest.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's be honest.
You're right. Brenda, I hope you're listening. Today is your day. Today is your day, sweetheart.
Man, myth number five about Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals are just as good as Black Friday. Myth, actually. Mm. They say, yeah, you'll find some good deals on Cyber Monday, but not nearly as good as Black Friday.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess lesson learned is if you're really going for it, either camp out overnight and miss Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or don't care that much, wake up and PJ it,
if it sounds so
Friday
nice.
Morning online.
Yeah.
That's what I normally do, but they're getting earlier and earlier, actually, as far as online stuff. I was reading that one online retailer is starting their Black Friday stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually,
why?
There's several that have started early.
That doesn't make sense.
I think I heard three or four of the bigger department stores are doing that.
That doesn't make sense because Black Friday is legitimately a day.
Yeah.
Well, that's what some of them are trying to spill over into. They're starting the deals like...
But then it's Black Week.
Like at 10 o'clock on... On
Sunday?
Well, on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that night, they're opening early instead of... Or something. I saw something on the news about it.
Dude, the world's largest internet retailer is actually taking it a step further. They're launching their first sales this Sunday at 10, and they're offering new sales every 10 minutes all the way through.
Oh,
wow.
So, like, a week, people are just going to be... F5-ing it on their computer.
F5.
Come on, F5. Come on. Now, some stores that actually care about the holidays, apparently, there's a few that kind of care a little bit.
Okay.
So people will be home for Thanksgiving. This isn't Thanksgiving music, but there's no Thanksgiving music.
No.
Is there Thanksgiving music?
No. Thanksgiving music is just pre-Christmas music.
Yeah, here's a few that are actually going to keep their doors locked on Thanksgiving. Home Depot, closed. Costco, closed.
Nice.
Dillard's, closed.
Wait, if Costco's closed, then that means I won't be able to get one of those fiction Bibles. I'm a little disappointed.
Sam Swan, Baptist Convention, New Mexico, everybody. Dillard's is going to be closed. The Nordstrom's will be closed. Burlington Coat Factories are closed. TJ Maxx, Marshall's. They're all going to be closed for Thanksgiving. They've made a statement saying, it's Thanksgiving. We want to be with our families.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. But yeah, here we go. Black Friday. Kmart is opening 41 hours. They'll be open 41 hours straight.
Jeez.
Starting Thanksgiving morning. That's ridiculous.
40, it makes me tired.
24, 40. That's a long time.
That's a long day. 41 hours straight. Toys R Us is doing the 5 p.m. Thanksgiving thing. Walmart, Best Buy, they're open Thanksgiving as well. Macy's, Target, JCPenney, Sears, Kohl's. They're all opening Thanksgiving. That frustrates me.
I feel very sorry for everyone who works there.
I was going to say, the main thing is that there's two things at work here.
Yeah.
One is the consumer is feeding into that.
Oh, of course.
If the consumer wouldn't go, I mean, that's a duh statement I just made, obviously. But if we wouldn't go, they wouldn't open.
Right.
But
if you build it, they will come.
That's exactly right. And hey, that could be a catch line
in
a movie.
That could be a catch line in a
great
movie.
Write that down someday.
I will.
And the other thing is those employees that work for those companies, for those retailers, that's a bum deal for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks. Because I was talking to Matt about it. He used to work retail before here, and he was saying,
did I.
Yeah, but bro, it's like you get like double pay, and to me, that's just not worth.
No, it's not, because it's just like it's minimum wage anyway.
right.
So now you make $2 an hour plus tips.
So
way to go.
To me, it just wasn't.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't know. Wasn't enough. Yeah. Extra cash. I'd rather enjoy.
I suppose if you are a single person who is not close to their family, and there's not enough time to travel for that.
Right, that makes sense. You're doing something.
Then you're not just sitting around by yourself, and if you haven't been invited to a friend's house or whatever, or declined those invitations or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to describe somebody who's like a loser who doesn't have any friends or anything, just saying somebody who doesn't have any other ties.
Yeah.
Then for them to work, that's okay for them, because they can make some extra money and they can do that.
That was me. That was me before I got married.
Me too. I did volunteer.
Everybody else, you know, if they've got family in town, or they get a brief opportunity to maybe travel. Maybe their family doesn't live so far away that they can travel within the Thanksgiving time frame, you know, and not be. So I just think that the poor folks that work. That's another reason that I don't do Black Friday. This sounds noble. It's really because I hate the crowds. But those poor people have to put up with the worst of humanity for those hours. And the last thing I want to do is go and contribute to. They're running around trying to find stuff for everybody. And can you help me find the Dr. Pepper chapstick, please?
right. And it's a crazy busy day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The lines were like Disneyland. I went once.
They really are.
It's like Disneyland. Yeah. You're weaving in and out all the way through, back around to the back of the store, all the way back. You know, it's just unreal.
I'd rather just
save $30
and
or whatever.
And enjoy, even if we don't have this year, thankfully, everybody's coming to Albuquerque. So our whole family, we're going to have a house full of people. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But even if they weren't coming, I just want to be at home, because I don't get to be at home and not do anything very often. So I'm going to enjoy that. I'm just totally stoked that all my kids, my grandkids, everybody's going to be at the house all at the same time. And it is going to be a loud, rambunctious
say hoot.
Yes! I was going to say it. You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Good job.
Amazing. I know you too well.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
We'll talk more Black Friday stuff. Also, Duran Duran for Flashback Friday.
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Yay!
Meow.
Blah, blah, blah. Static. Good morning. Happy Friday!
Good morning.
It is Flashback Friday. Some Duran Duran for you this morning.
Is Mateo a big fan of Duran Duran?
I don't know.
Mateo, are you a big fan of Duran Duran? Waiting for a text.
You know he's listening. That's right.
Or tweet.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. Mateo's not here. He's busy collecting union people to prepare to drive slave labor on Thanksgiving. So
that's right. He believes in Black Friday.
Man, here's the thing. He's listening somewhere in Ohio.
Ohio.
Did anybody hear me say that I used to work on Thanksgiving every year?
Yeah.
When I was a single guy,
I heard you.
Yeah, and did anybody hear me agree with that? Like, hey, I did that too. I volunteered for holidays.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing is wrong with that.
Dude, when I was a single dude and I worked at a ginormous
Money! Video
game juggernaut, and I got time and a half, all I kept thinking about was the extra video games I was going to buy myself for Christmas because of the extra cash I was going to have.
Well, I've worked until I started working for the convention.
Yeah.
I worked every Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a service together. And
yeah, absolutely.
Participated in the service and led the service or whatever, so I guess technically I work on sort of a holiday too.
Well, yeah, and Easter.
And Easter?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Update.
If Christmas was on a Sunday, I definitely worked on Christmas.
I have an update. So. Mateo is a fan of Duran Duran.
Way to go, Mateo.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to hang out with us, or of course 505-338-3700. The roads are crazy right now, thanks to the weather. It is cold.
It's cold, but that shouldn't make the roads crazy.
Yeah.
But, of course, Albuquerque, New Mexico, that does make the roads crazy.
Well, everybody's driving fast so they can get to their fireplace.
Yeah, no
to be
kidding.
Warm.
Let's take a quick peek at traffic.
Okay. Careful traffic. Traffic lights are out at
at Coors and Paseo both ways.
You can just talk. You know.
And there is an incident that has been cleared on Paseo East at the river.
Wow. Thank you.
And now this is a part of the musical where we talk. Traffic lights are flashing red. Rio Bravo at 2nd. And at Paseo I-25, there's a lot of construction, so don't go over there. And there are traffic lights flashing red at Lomas and Tramway.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. They got a new kitchen thing going on.
It tastes good.
Yeah, today's burrito was especially...
The cooking tastes good.
It tastes like metal. It's weird. It's got this like metal taste. Mm-hmm. Static!
Hi, I have a joke for Funny Joke Friday.
Okay. I would love to hear your joke for Funny Joke Friday.
Go for it.
He's hearing
himself on the radio.
The
radio.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
Why?
Because it had no body to go with.
That's
that
a good
amazing.
One.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
And such a sweet little voice,
oh,
too.
Oh, so cute.
I love it.
I love those sweet
it's
voices.
It's Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
Yeah.
See, my question why, if whether or not Mateo was a Duran Duran fan is because I don't really know that so many songs, so I feel like him being here would have been way better. So this is why I was kind of hoping NSYNC would have been a flashback for
me. Oh, never.
Oh, come on.
We
act
don't
like,
hate our listeners.
Don't act like you don't know every word.
I love when you said that earlier and Steve said, why would I do that?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm trying to think of more than just Bye, Bye, Bye. Did they have any more? Did they
it's
write any other songs?
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
Nope.
It's gonna be me. Dun, dun, nope. Dun, dun, dun. Dirty Pop.
Nope.
Oh, come on. God must have spent... a little more time on you.
Oh,
on
so
you,
dumb.
On you, on you. That's not theologically sound.
Come
on!
There's a reason they're not making music anymore, right?
Yeah. It's because Justin Timberlake, the talent of the band, started his own thing,
true.
And he is doing so well.
JT on his own.
Yeah, so there you go.
Those other guys are working on Thanksgiving on Black Friday.
It's not true, okay? They're all doing really
well. Incredible. It is Friday. It's Team Austin Morning Party. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Be praying for Mateo. He is out on the road right now with House of Heroes doing some shows with Five Iron Frenzy. And then him and his wife, they're making the big move.
They are.
Packing up
it's
their
not
house.
Just them.
And moving it all to New
and
Mexico.
Their,
it's also their cat.
Their
and
feline.
Their panda.
Yes.
We bought this... I don't know what it's called. Pheromone thing that you plug into the wall?
Yeah.
Because apparently it's like psychiatry for cats.
Oh.
So basically for the last week we've had this thing plugged in that's allegedly emitting pheromones for cats. So that when Panda walks in the door after like a 30-hour drive,
she's
you know,
not going to freak out.
She's going to be like, I'm just so, hey, everybody. I'm just so calm.
Aromatherapy
no
for...
No tension here. Cats. Yeah.
Nope,
so
none.
We'll see how that works. I'm like, yeah. I'm antsy. I want to see how it works. Right?
Well,
hello?
Yeah, I know.
Welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Okay,
good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Were you
my daughter had a joke, but she changed her mind.
Okay. Do you want to tell us the joke?
Yeah, I'll tell you the joke.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo? Who?
Don't cry. It's just a joke.
Is there irony in the fact that that's the joke she wanted
that
to
she
tell?
That she wanted to tell. That's right.
That is awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
I like that he went through with that anyway.
Exactly. Yes. Well, that happens. Trust me. Oh. How many times, like, hanging with the kids and they're wanting to do something and you're then like, the embarrassment or something and you're standing there feeling like an idiot. Like,
right.
But you, this was your idea.
This was your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime we run into like a Lobo men's basketball player out and about, the boys, like period, the
oh.
end.
Oh, yeah.
I want to meet him. I want to meet him. And then we'll like walk up and I'll introduce them. Hey, these guys really, they
and
love
they
you. They really want to meet you.
Fans.
And they just
they
stare.
Stand there.
My That's favorite right. story is when they ran
Say
into,
something.
It was you and Jack at the mall.
Yeah, we ran into Hugh Greenwood. And oh man, he was, He was so excited because Hugh Greenwood was there, and he was with his girlfriend, and they were shopping. I'm like, yeah, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to bug him. We don't want to, you know, interrupt his day or whatever. And he was like, Dad, please, it's Hugh Greenwood. I really want to meet Hugh Greenwood. And so I'm like, all right, we'll walk up to Hugh. Okay, so we walk up to Hugh Greenwood, and I'm like, hey, man, my son, he wanted to say hi. He's a really big fan. And he just...
But then,
nothing.
He froze.
But then didn't he, like, say something and then just walk away?
Yeah, and then he was just basically... So Hugh's, like, trying to talk to him and ask him questions and stuff and engage my son, who is now frozen.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what he asked him. And Jack answered, like, this two-word answer. Okay. And then gone. And then starts walking away. And I'm just standing there like, well, so it was great to meet you, man. Thank you so much for playing basketball. Yeah. So you're good at that.
Everybody's a Lobo.
Just keep being good at that.
There you go.
So we'll see you later then. Thanks, man. I'm going to awkwardly moonwalk now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know. There's no graceful way to exit from that. Just turn and walk away.
Kids are awesome.
Yeah, they
That's
are.
What they do. Yeah. Although I will say I've never, ever had a... I've had those hilarious moments where later it's funny.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, Matt and I were at a store somewhere. And man, there was a little boy losing his mind.
Oh, yeah.
And so then the mom, it was a mom and a grandma. There was no dad there, of course, because if there was a dad there, he would have spanked that kid.
Yes.
And he would have stopped acting like that.
Right.
My kids,
they've never,
because dad has to be there. And so
mom is like, you wait until dad gets here.
No, but see, I feel like at least that, because my kids have never done that to my wife. You know, they've never done that to their mom.
And with some kids, the kids will do that in front of the mom.
Yeah.
But if the dad is around, they won't even go there. That's right.
So we were in a store, and this kid was losing his mind. He's throwing himself on the ground. And so they tried to pull the, if you don't stop, we're just going to leave without you. And this kid, he's not stopping. Their little, you know, scare tactic didn't work. So they walked like 3 feet pretending as if they were going to leave their kid. Here, Mitch, Parenting 101, never threaten something unless you're willing
you're
to.
I know that one. So, I worked in daycare for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. So obviously they're not going to follow through with it. So they walk like 3 steps and he just starts screaming harder.
Bloody murder.
And I'm standing there like, do I go offer my services? Because I have a belt on. I'm a pretty good spanker.
Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am. Professional spanker here. Would you like to borrow my belt or shall
I? Father of three sons. I can help you with the situation pretty quickly if you'd like me to.
That's right.
So he starts screaming. And then the grandma, of course, runs back and it's like, oh, no, Hito, please. Oh. You know, they're like begging this kid. And finally, they just grab him by the arm and kind of drag him away. He screams, like all the way through. And I was just standing there dumbfounded, like, I don't know how to respond. I've never been in that situation. Yeah. It's never happened.
One time, one of our daughters, I won't say her name, Emily, but when she was with Memily. That's right. When she was about three and a half, maybe four, Brenda was at Walmart, and she wanted something, and Brenda said no.
Right.
And it kept, no. And finally, she was pitching this huge fit. And it got to the point where no matter what Brenda did, Emily was not going to be quiet.
Right.
So.
Memily.
So, yes. Memily. Excuse me.
Schmimily. Rhymes with Schmimily.
So.
This name has
Brenda's
been
writing a check at the counter, you know, and this child is screaming at the top of her lungs. And in fact, so much, Brenda had to actually kind of hold her against the counter with her leg while she's writing the check. And I mean,
God bless mom.
And Brenda, to hear Brenda tell the story is much funnier,
right?
Because Brenda goes, the clerk is looking. You know, the clerk's eyes are huge, and Brenda's just going, "How much was that? Oh, $7.95. Okay." And she's just acting like nothing's happening. You know, not giving any attention.
Of course not.
To the child who,
right.
Because that's what the child is looking for.
Schmemily.
And at that point, she's not ever going to stop making the noise. So Brenda just goes with it.
Yeah.
He writes a check, hands it, puts the stuff in the basket, wheels her out, and gets her in the car seat. Of course, she had to kind of force her into the car seat because by that time, you know, she's so far
flailing.
Gone. Yeah. And then before she got home, she had cried so hard that she fell asleep before she got home.
You know, I have a slight confession, super short.
No.
I was that kid.
Oh, of course
Mitch.
You were.
I remember one time standing in I don't know why my mom took me down the toy aisle at Walmart. Like, why would she do that? She's not going to get me
anything.
That's
right. That's true.
You don't even go in that direction.
It's character building.
My mom, I must, it's within memory, so I must have been a bit older.
Right.
But I remember laying in the toy aisle at Walmart, screaming and kicking, and my mom's like, you just look like a brat. You look like a brat.
I'm
like, I don't care.
I don't care. And so that, I mean, publicly, our kids didn't pitch fits very often, but they did occasionally. And rather than, you know, make those kind of idle threats, Brenda handles those much better than I do.
Right.
You know, Brenda just handled it that way. And, you know, now it's a funny story that we can tell on Schmemily.
Right. Good old Schmemily.
Schmemily.
Static.
What are you talking about?
I can totally see Mitch doing that.
Yeah, okay. I still do it.
Yeah. She does.
My wife has a little trick.
Okay.
Kids are starting to throw a fit and get real whiny, and she just bends over, grabs them by the arm, and whispers quietly in their ear, "Do we need to go into the bathroom?"
Yes.
Yep.
See?
And bathroom.
It stops.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, what are you doing there?
Right. Oh, you don't know?
It's the great equalizer. The bathroom. Yeah. Trust me. Yes.
The mystery.
Yeah, it's a magical land of quietness.
Yes, it is. Sometimes you hear a few thumps, but other than that,
like,
it's quiet.
What's going on? They must have just ran into the wall of an accident.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. All right. Yeah, my mom had the Vulcan neck pinch.
I had right between right under the arm.
That's what would happen to me if I was getting out of hand at a store because, you know, I grew up without I had a single mom. So single moms out there, when I'm saying a dad needs to be around, I know firsthand because I was that brat because I didn't have a dad.
Right.
And so my mom got really... Oh, she was fantastic at this. She would give the look, and that wasn't enough. But the second she would just threaten the little, thumb and pointer fingers started like going into this like N shape, I just knew like I better shut up now because if I say another word, I'm getting the Vulcan neck pinch, and I'm going to wake up in a car somewhere.
That's right. So.
Should this be the question of the day? How did your mom discipline you?
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey.
How you doing?
I was listening to you guys and totally can relate.
Yeah.
Got two kids of my own. but they're older now.
Okay.
They're not quite out of it, but they're close.
Right.
You know,
right.
16 and 14.
Hang in there.
Out
so close yet so far.
Hang in there. You'll get there, bro.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share an experience with my daughter. When she was like about 3 years old. We're in that, you know, that place that has walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're walking around. And I had walked off to go get something, and my daughter started throwing the fit. And I had just walked up, and she's just kicked off about something. I don't even know what she was mad about. And my mom, my wife looked at her and goes, "You need to cut it out, or we're going to go to the restroom." You know, just like the last caller said, we're going to go to the bathroom. The daughter looked, stopped crying, stopped screaming, looked straight in her eyes, and said, "You might as well take me to the bathroom, because I ain't stopping."
No way!
And I was like... You did not just say that.
Oh, my.
Of course, I started laughing because, you know, I thought, okay,
yeah,
this little 3-year-old
going to
walk out.
Yeah.
Worst.
You have been called out.
That is the worst.
I was like, wow.
When it's like call to action.
Yeah, incredible.
That's awesome.
So, dude. Threatening doesn't always work.
Yeah.
That's
thank
right.
you for sharing. Thank
yeah.
you. Dude, those
that's,
moments.
That's hilarious.
It's kind of like when you're, if you are a counter, stop counting.
Yes.
But if like,
oh,
when
yeah.
you're counting,
oh.
when they're like one and they're counting for you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, my gosh.
I can remember one time in particular.
Because
there are those times where you have to discipline. There are times where you have to, just like God has to discipline us at times.
Absolutely.
We have to discipline our children. There's one time in particular. Jack had done something. I don't even remember when. This was years ago. And you know, back then it was like, you know, we got to swat the butt, you know, or spank the butt. And so it's like you go upstairs, you prepare. I always go in my room and I pray because I want to go in there calm and collected.
Right.
I want to talk to him before and really make him understand what's happening and why it's happening. And I remember going in there and I'm calm and I'm cool and whatever. And so I'm explaining to Jack that, son, man, you don't understand when you break these rules. There are certain rules that we abide by for a reason, and here's why, and now I have to. You broke the rule. This is a consequence of your action. So I have to spank you now. And I understand you think it hurts. It hurts me so much more. And he's like crying, and he stops and he looks at me and he goes, I don't think you understand. It hurts me a lot.
That's awesome.
And I had to walk out of the room
to
because,
keep from laughing. That's yes, hilarious. I know.
Because I'm about to discipline my son. And he said that, and it was the sweetest little thing. Yeah. And I walked out of the room because I was about to lose it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's amazing.
When they say something funny like that, once right. Stephanie, our oldest one, was little too. She was probably 2 or 3, something like that. And she was off doing something in another part of the house. We were visiting some people, and she was off. And I said, Stephanie, get back over here. Don't touch anything. And she starts touching stuff she's not supposed to. I said, get back over here. And this is our first.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, do you want a spanking? If you don't get over, do you want a spanking? And she turned around and goes, yes. And so then the people that we were visiting, they were an older couple who had already raised their kids. And the mom looked right at me and she goes, what are you going to do now, Dad? And I said, well, I guess I'm going to spank my daughter.
Well,
so
I love my child. I'm going to give her what
I
she wants.
I walked over and
gave
her a couple of swats on the fanny. Yeah. Of course, the whole time I am cracking up because
first
of all, I'm a new parent. I don't know what I'm doing
in
the first place.
Exactly.
Second of all, that was the funniest thing ever. You want a spanking? Yes. Okay.
Well,
I guess
man.
I'm going to follow through on my little
Look
threat.
Look at those phone lines.
Jam. Yeah, they're going.
505-338-3700. We have to take a quick break, though. Take care of this translator ID, and we will be right back, I promise, because some incredible stories. Phone lines are jammed, so we'll take your phone calls. 505-338-3700. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Meow.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Another one I know.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Flashback Friday with Duran Duran today.
Just after 9 o'clock.
Speaking of flashbacks, we're talking about grocery store mishaps. Mateo and I were at a store last week, and there was a child in rare form throwing the greatest tantrum I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
What were some things being said? Anything, or is it just screams?
Nothing. It was banshee screams, and they weren't even in a toy aisle, but they were in like a like the baby section because we were going there to get wipes or something,
okay.
You know. And so it was like a baby section. So there
Got
was
it.
Like. Rand, yeah. I have no idea what he was losing his mind over, because when we were walking towards it, we could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were leaving, we could still hear it, because Grandma was dragging him by the arm, and he was just kicking and screaming, you know? So
you know, that's a mad kid when the Doppler effect kicks in when they start dragging the kid away, right?
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
What up, dude?
Hey.
Shane!
So last week, my 4-year-old, Jack, is with Allison, and they've been grocery shopping, and they're checking out. And the checker, for whatever reason, Jack leans over and he looks at his mother from the cart, and he says, and he points directly like 2 inches away from the face of the checker and says, is that a man or a woman?
Oh, my.
And Allison just looks at him and looks at the guy and said, it was just, I didn't know what to say.
My question is, was it difficult to tell?
And that's what I asked. I go, well, what was the deal? She's like, I'm pretty sure it was a guy. And so then when Ava was little, her claim to fame, I think she was like 2, you know, maybe a little bit bigger. They were at a Walmart, and Ava, there was an older woman in a muumuu walking by the front of Ava, and Ava has got a gag reflex, was repulsed to the point where she started gagging, and my wife had no idea what was going on, and said, Ava, what's wrong? And she said, I'm gagging at the lady, and she was, you know... So a couple of really uncomfortable moments out in public at grocery stores with the children. But, you know, here's the great thing about a kid. They're honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no way around it. And I love you guys, man. Take care.
Oh,
bye.
Shane.
505-338-3700.
That reminds me of my niece. She did stuff like that for a long time.
Man.
One, she would always go up to strangers and ask them to hold her.
Oh, wow.
And then the other, unless they were like, for some reason, she just pointed out when people were bigger.
Wow.
So she's that lady, like, no filter.
Yeah.
Fat, yeah. Big, huge. I'm like, you are too. What are you doing?
505-338-3700. Talking about stories, times when you came undone as a parent. Huh?
I know. Oh, very good, yeah.
Come on!
I'm sorry, I'm so slow.
Wasted Humor Flashback Friday!
Well, I don't know the titles of the songs. I just bring me back to college days. I feel like I'm sitting in the Campus Union building eating sipping on a Dr. Pepper and eating a donut.
At the BSU!
Well, actually, that was...
You're Baptist. You have to go to
the
BSU.
Well, yeah, but we didn't play Duran Duran at the BSU.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
We were playing the Gaithers. I didn't, you know.
You're playing Gaither.
There you go. I don't know if this is a true story or not, but I read about it's a funny story anyway.
Yeah.
About a larger person who is in line at a fast food place, and they have a beeper on.
Yep.
And the little girl and her daddy are standing back there. And all of a sudden, the beeper goes off, and the little girl goes, "Daddy, she's backing up." Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but it is sort of
I have heard that
humorous
story as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, well, we were talking about kids and the things they say.
It's,
so.
It's tough. I'm unbelievable.
How do you
stories
recover from some of that
well
stuff?
Well, right. That's it. I love the honesty of children. Yeah. I mean, they're just blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Question of the day is, how do you handle it? Whether you were the kid that threw the tantrum, how did your parents handle you? Or like last week, Matt and I, we just stood there and stared as this kid lost his mind.
Yeah.
And then the mom threatened to leave him there and it was like, oh, don't do that. Because she took three steps and the kid... somehow the decibel meter went off the charts after that. I thought he hit his peak, but he had not. And so, yeah, grandma then had to like kind of console slash drag him out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Unbelievable. 505-338-3700.
And you know what's funny about those scenarios, too, is the people without parents, the young married couples who don't have kids.
Yeah.
I said without parents. Without kids. Are not parents.
Yeah.
They, you know what they're saying. They're walking, holding hands. They're newlyweds. And they're going, when we have children, they'll never act like that. You know what I want to do? Every time I hear somebody say that, I want to sit down. The first time their kid acts like that, I want it on video.
Yeah.
No.
I want to see it.
Here's what happens with Kelly and I. So when kids are screaming and if he complains, I'm just like, you better get used to it because that's what's going to be happening for years.
Yes.
Honestly,
yes.
You just get used to
but
it.
But there is something to be said about good parenting.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Because
and
Jack
listen
and Luke are not perfect children. They've had their moments.
Right.
However, more often than not, I'm seeing it by somebody else, not
oh,
by,
absolutely.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like, if we had a room full of parents and kids, and their parents are letting their kids just run around and trash the place, and your kids are sitting there. Obviously, it's a difference in parenting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think my friends now know me well enough that parties at the Jeter household for children are a rare occurrence and or never because I get nervous because for some reason...
Did I break something?
Yes. My couch was broken recently because, you know, other kids. And I don't want to be the dad that's like,
right,
hey, you not my kid. Stop jumping on my couch.
Exactly.
Oh, it's too late. You just broke the beam.
Right.
But then having to, because I won't say anything.
Yeah.
I'll just have to replace that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so like a week ago, we were here for service and I was walking out of Sopo and I'm holding the door and this kid just comes tearing through and hits my arm, knocks my cell phone out of my hand, shatters my iPhone. And it was like, my bad. And then just kept running. And it was like,
you know what you did!
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's okay. It only cost me $130 to fix. So then I'm picking up this shattered phone going, man, if my kids become that, which I don't believe they will,
right,
but oh, man.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Parenting
so and I understand.
Key.
I understand that the young couples that don't have kids yet making a statement like that, but what they don't realize is that sometimes you as much as you want to control and as much as you've been trying to be a good parent, there will be times when your child will lose it in public, and
absolutely,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Stever gave me some great advice, like when I was a young parent that had been passed on to him from Pastor Skip, actually, that was... no matter what, yes, your kids are human beings born into sin, and God put his children in the absolute perfect environment as the perfect parent. They had everything their hearts could desire,
right,
minus that one tree, minus that one fruit, and God's children, in a perfect place with a perfect parent still acted out in rebellion.
Exactly.
And so because of that, your kids are still going to act out. Absolutely. They're still going to be human beings. But what you do with that, how you handle that...
Yeah. Makes it whether they do it all the time or whether it's an occasional thing.
Right.
Or
absolutely. Because we all trip and fall. There are times where we stumble, and I think, one of my favorite parts about being a parent is... the interconnectivity of that to my relationship with Jesus Christ, because it's that reminder of how I want God to discipline me, how God treats me, his love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion. He doesn't fly off the handle at me when I screw up.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's really...
Yeah. And even at times his firmness.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, when he says don't do that, there's a pretty good reason. Yeah. And it's not just because he wants to hinder me.
That's
because he knows how difficult that journey is going to be, how much it's going to hurt, how much pain is involved. And he loves me enough to know that he'd rather not see me deal with that. And
if you go into parenting with those kind of ideas and stuff, it's a great adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, there are going to be times when you are pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
But it's still just part of the overall great adventure of being a part of somebody's life and having the responsibility. It's a heavy responsibility, yet it is tremendously fun. You know, I mean, my adult children now, we have a totally different relationship than we did, obviously, because they're older now.
Right.
And
they
And each stage that our kids were in, I say this to folks all the time. We loved every single stage our kids were in because there was something unique and fun about it. When they were toddlers, look, watch how the funny things that they do when they try to walk or they try to negotiate that. Or, wow, did you see that little flip thing? How did they do that?
Right.
And then when they start talking, they say little funny little things. And every little stage, it's just been a cool. And now my two older daughters are parents. So I get to watch them as they are being parents, and it's just a lot.
It's
a
stage.
It's a totally different stage,
and
it's so much fun to just watch. Brendan and I just go, look how they're handling. They're handling that very well.
That's
as a brand new parent. They're handling that very well.
That's awesome.
And it's awesome. It is.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course Facebook.com/MyAstaticRadio. We asked the question. What do we got?
All right, Jackie says, if it's someone else's kid, I would ask them nicely to handle it. If it was my son, it wouldn't be happening. And then, Star chimed in. She said, for the question of the day, I'd ignore it. It's not good to get involved. But as for the alternate scenario, which is your kid is throwing a fit in the grocery store and people are staring, what do you do?
Yeah.
She says, good question. That's a hard one because everything you do may be considered child abuse.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
You just leave and come back to the store at a later time when your other half of a family member or the family member is home to watch the kid.
See, I've given uncles. I've given, like, Uncle Jojo or even Uncle Matt, who's living with us, has the authority.
To spank.
I've handed off the torch of doom and said, hey, guys, they have full authority. You respect them.
That's right.
Last week, Mitch watched the boys, and, you know, I don't even remember where we went.
We went out to dinner.
Yes, we went out to dinner. That's what it was. So Mitch was watching the kids for us. And before we left, I just very calmly laid down the ground rules of, hey, this is the adult in charge. She has full reign and authority to send you to bed early, to spank your booties. And you guys will honor and respect her. When she says it's bedtime, that means bedtime. If there's any talking back, she's going to tell me about it. Because my son's a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
My son is me.
He'll negotiate.
Jack is me. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And I know me.
It's so funny because I'm looking, whenever he is being a lawyer, which hasn't happened recently, thanks to your talk, but when he is being a lawyer, I just stare at him and think, oh my gosh, this is Steve-O.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I am talking to a 10-year-old Steve-O.
His mini-me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it makes it a funny situation. Like, I can't take it seriously because it's so funny to me.
But you also know how to handle it, which is good. So,
by the way, I'm not asking you a question. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This wasn't a negotiation.
Yeah. I appreciate your input, and it's obvious that you put a lot of thought into this.
Yes.
But we're done. Go.
Yeah. Exactly. No democracy in this household. No.
Hey, I still think you're really cool.
So.
Go to bed.
Right. This doesn't put a damper on our relationship, but I don't want to see you right now. Go to bed at this right this moment.
It's amazing. So much fun.
Love it.
They are, it's man. Incredible. Kids are cool.
Matt has said, you know, this has been great for him and Dawn because it's like pre-parenting.
Oh,
you
right.
know? Because
right, right.
Matt is he's all up in this, you know, and so basically he's inherited a 10-year-old, an almost 8-year-old, and now a 1-year-old,
right.
And so all the different stages, and it's been, he said, very helpful because he's learning so much. Like, okay, well, this works this way when you do this, and if you do that,
it'll either accelerate their timing on having children, or they won't ever have children, right?
Yeah.
And that how it goes?
Oh, I'm thinking it's gonna happen.
I think it will. So he seems
he's
eager
a rad
to be a dad.
Uncle.
Yeah.
He's an incredible dude to have around.
Absolutely.
So he's very involved.
He'll be a good dad.
He's a great dude. So
pretty cool.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy Flashback Friday. Some Duran Duran for you today.
Yep.
In the background. Or as we say here in New Mexico, Duran Duran.
I was really confused the first time I heard him. Like, are they Spanish?
Yeah, no.
Are they a mariachi band?
They are not. They are not.
So confused.
It is Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Joining us.
Yeah.
I haven't even asked you when you have to leave because I'm keeping you for the show. So
that's cool.
The duration.
I'm glad to hang out. Good. Actually, today is an off day for me.
Good, nice. Man. So you spent your off day with us.
Aww.
At least part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What are we going to do after this?
Well, we have to load
I'm
going to
teach you how to load the podcast.
Oh, great.
You are because
Matt's gone. I don't know.
Exciting.
Because we got an email saying, when are you going to post November 20th show?
Yeah, that was Wednesday's show. And I realized I posted yesterday's show because Matt was gone. But Wednesday, he was here long enough to do the morning show. And I
and
just completely forgot.
Whoops.
Yeah. My bad, Viola. We'll get that going as soon as possible, i.e. 10 o'clock.
So, ish,
because then I'm posting today's show as well.
Yes, so...
But way to keep me on my toes for the podcast.
You.
That's right.
It's important.
Gotta do those
or
gentle reminders.
As Matt would say, it's important.
Important, yeah.
Important.
I don't...
Important.
Important. Important?
Important.
You say it, now I have to think about the way I say things. It's important.
Okay, and he says important.
Important.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's vital.
I think it
is. It is vital.
I think anytime somebody starts making fun of a word, I pause.
I know,
like my
because
brain
I,
pauses.
Now I'm going to be thinking about it. What is that word?
Well, now maybe I'm going to say it wrong because I'm thinking of the way you just said it and
you know,
not
like
the way I normally say
some people
it.
Say, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Didn't.
And didn't.
No, I didn't.
It's didn't. Yes.
No,
whatever.
I did not.
I've,
they leave
I've
off that other D.
Made fun of how I say button.
Yeah.
Button.
Button.
Yes.
Button.
Button.
It's like you're leaving off the T's.
Yeah, mountain. I know. And
it is New Mexico. Mountains.
Mountain.
I
say mountains.
Mountains.
Mountain.
Mountains.
Yes.
I don't say mountain.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even realize I did this, but one time in Crucis, I was hanging out after church, hanging out around my truck with some of my students, and I was talking about, on Tuesday, I'm going to go da 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 da. And the girl goes, you mean Tuesday? And I said, yes, on Tuesday, I'm going to go da da da.
Tuesday.
And she goes, no, Tuesday.
Hey,
and I said, yes, on Tuesday. And she
goes,
no, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I was like, oh, sorry, my hick is coming out.
I'm confused. Oh, Steve-O, how do you say Tuesday? How do you say
way
it?
Way to say that one. It's Tuesday.
No, it's not.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
That is great.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday,
Thursday,
yes. Tuesday.
Friday.
Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday.
That's perfect.
That's
how, how it's spelled.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I also say caramel, and people go nuts on me because they're like, no, it's caramel. I'm like, no.
You know what?
Say
I go back
caramel.
And forth.
Say
I can't make up my mind, which is correct.
I say caramel apple cider.
Yes.
Say on. Okay,
or caramel.
I
do say.
Caramel
is my
but
default.
But that's like kind of what they. It's like saying Amarillo. It's not Amarillo, Texas. It's
yes,
Amarillo. That's
Amarillo.
Just the way it's stated. So.
Oh, actually.
But I do say caramel.
It's Amarillo.
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 Okay, I have a question. Oh, I need you to repeat this.
I don't want to, Mitch. This game is no fun for
it
me.
It is fun.
On Tuesday, I'm going to drink caramel apple cider in Rio Doso.
That's too much to even remember.
I know. I'm like, okay, can you
write
like
that down?
It's like when they do the sinner's prayer and they're like,
right,
and they just
the
keep
Bible.
Talking. Like, whoa, bro.
When am
can
I supposed
repeat
to repeat?
That? On Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
I'm going to drink caramel apple cider.
I'm going to drink caramel apple cider.
You said caramel.
I did.
In Ruidoso.
In Ruidoso. I say Ruidoso.
That's how I say Ruidoso.
It's Ruidoso.
Ruidoso.
Ruidoso. I also say you ruined it because
you ruined
when
you
it. Something
ruined
up, you
ruined it.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. What else can you make fun of me?
I have a friend of mine. Instead of saying unless, he says an else.
An else.
An else. I know. I was like, where did that come
weird.
From? And then what was funny is we were doing a. Brendan and I were the lead in this musical we did at the church. He was the music pastor of the church where I was the youth pastor at the time. And so we're doing rehearsals together, and Brendan and I noticed, because part of the dialogue has the word unless in there. Yeah. And so he's saying, you know, let's take it from where he says an else, and da-da-da-da. And Brendan and I are looking at each other and kind of grinning and giggling. You know, we got this little side thing going on, and which is, it's frustrating him anyway, because we're
right.
married, and we're like, we're just messing with each
of
other,
course.
Not really rehearsing. So then he reads it, and he goes, because right here it says, unless the da-da-da-da-da, and Brendan and I stopped, and we looked at each other. And like, did he just say unless?
Yeah.
And then the very next thing he says, so let's take it right there from unelse. And I was like, dude, he said it right one time. But I don't know where the unelse comes from.
Unelse.
Maybe just like the region you come from.
I reckon.
From Tejas.
Well, he's from the Houston area.
Okay, maybe. Static.
Yo, what's crack-a-lackin'?
It's hey. Friday.
Hey, my family, I don't know, every time I say antenna.
Antenna.
I know my wife gets on me all the time.
I say antenna.
No, you
do
not.
I say antenna. Like, antenna. I'm like, how do you say
antenna.
It?
It's spelled.
And what?
That's how it's spelled. It's antenna.
Oh, no, I say antenna.
It's antenna, yeah, but I say antenna.
Like
I know my wife
antenna?
Says Italian, or instead of Italian. I say Italian. My
Italian.
Wife says Italian.
Yeah. Say yeah. Italian.
Yeah. It's Italian.
What about envelope and envelope?
I say envelope.
I say envelope.
I say envelope, yeah.
What about your...
No, I don't. I say envelope.
I say envelope.
Gosh, see?
I don't even know what I said.
Lie down. I say envelope.
What about your...
Envelope. Yeah, envelopes.
What about your Aunt Sharon? I say aunt.
Yeah.
No, nobody says
see,
aunt.
My
aunt.
I say aunt.
My aunts are aunties.
My aunt.
My auntie. Yeah. Auntie Carmen.
Aunt.
All right, hey, guys. I got to go. I love
see
you guys.
Man. Later. Later. Too.
Aunt.
Aunt.
A-U.
Aunt sounds too formal.
Aunt sounds... What are you, British?
Aunt.
Oh, you
A-U.
Do watch Downton Abbey. Which, by the way, I was reading the season that hasn't come out in America.
No!
Here's the thing,
no!
Sam Swan. You need to help me. You're a pastor.
Uh-huh.
You are a man of God. You counsel people. You have great wisdom. You see, Sam, a few weeks ago, I purchased a book. It was the third in a series. It's called The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm familiar with that. I've counseled people
I think,
not to read that. No,
I think,
I'm just kidding.
I read the first two pages, maybe? Because I was planning on reading the book in its entirety.
You have already read the first two.
And I had already read the
okay.
first two.
Okay.
And Mitch and I got into a tiff at work. And Mitch says, you know what? And then proceeded to ruin the ending of the third book for me. She completely, just destroyed it. Told me the ending.
She's raising her hand.
So then I said,
hang on just a second, Mitch.
How will I ever
I'll hear both sides.
Beat this? Because now I don't care to see the movies. I don't care to finish the book, because now I know the ending. I don't care how we get to that point. I now know the point. So, one of our favorite television shows of all time, it's called Downton Abbey.
Yes.
It airs in the UK before it airs in America.
Right.
Stop it right now.
So, the current season, things have happened
Stop.
That I am privy to
Stop.
Because of Google.
Stop!
Yes.
Counsel me, Sam.
Stop!
How does one go about not... eye for an eyeing this situation, because in my heart I just want to say some things about certain characters that I know she cares about.
Well,
but I also know that I could be a bigger person here.
Yes.
And just turn the left cheek, even though she totally ruined it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I would do is try to find out when the episode that
mm-hmm.
some of that stuff is going to be revealed is
mm-hmm.
airing in America, and while she's watching it, text her right before.
8 minutes.
Turn my
okay,
phone
thank
off.
You.
Right
that
before
is godly counsel right
before.
There. That is
like
wisdom.
Seconds. You watch it along with her, and you text her, "What? This is about to happen."
Yeah. She was
yes.
smart enough to turn her phone off for the
Breaking
ending
Bad.
Of Breaking
she's
Bad.
Pretty smart. Okay, Mitch, I see that hand.
Okay, so Pastor Sam, I just want to. I mean, you've heard his side, and yes, all of that
uh-huh.
happened. But my side of the story is that he told me that he was never going to read the books, and obviously, I wouldn't have told him the ending
uh-huh.
if I knew that he was going to read it. But instead, he lied to me.
She also knows that I am not a fan of spoilers at all. I don't like knowing anything.
I let you
about
talk.
Anything.
I let you talk.
Oh gosh. Yeah, but this isn't marriage counseling. I don't give a crap. So I'm gonna just keep talking.
You have no respect.
I don't owe you anything.
Anyway. Yeah. So I told him the end, and I'm sorry. And so I really want him to forget that because I said I'm sorry, and he's not supposed to hold that.
Here's why she's sorry.
Me.
She's sorry because I now have something over
to
her.
To hold over her.
Yes,
no,
because I happen to know.
I live in fear. He just said it that I had it for the last 3 episodes of Breaking Bad. I turned my phone off completely so I would not get any spoilers because I was afraid he was going to tell me before I saw it.
I'm not a fan of that though. I've had things spoiled for me and because of that I that's like my least favorite thing
I don't
in the world.
Spoil things because I don't like it when things are spoiled for me.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. Doing to others doing to you.
Even as sweet as the revenge would feel.
Right.
There would be that instantaneous regret.
That's true. And right now,
I didn't regret it at all.
The sweetness is knowing that I'm a better person than her because I'm not reacting enough.
That's another advantage.
Gosh, wisdom, man.
I didn't regret it at all.
Wise counsel.
I've lived a long time.
When I told you that so-and-so and didn't happen...
No, stop!
Now don't ruin it for all the other...
Because you're going to ruin it for everybody else! I'm going to a song! Stop ruining things!
Ruining.
Yes. Man! Don't worry, people. You're safe in my hands.
That's been ruined.
Gosh! It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Meow.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Okay.
Just before the 10 o'clock hour, which means I'm done.
Me too. Nope, I'm not.
Middays with Mitch coming up next.
I'm excited about that. I just keep forgetting about it.
Do you love that you get to talk for 8 hours straight? I know you do. You're a girl. It was a stupid question. Sorry.
Did you just say that to me? Did you, Steve-O, just say that to me?
We were actually talking about this yesterday. She gets to talk for 8 hours straight now. And so,
oh, that's right.
But by hour seven, do you ever just go, what am I
going
to talk about?
Nobody's done
your
anything crazy.
Your tongue is numb and you're just like, done.
Well, there's been days where I've had to do this before. I'm like, I literally have no words to say.
I am out of words.
Right.
So if you would like to help her with words, if you would like to talk and hang out with her, Middays with Mitch coming up next.
Yes, chime in on the question of the day because I will be going through this some more.
There you go. Question of the day. It's a good one.
At Facebook.
We had some good thoughts this morning, some good conversations about parenting. So whether you are a parent, you are thinking about being a parent, or you're, you know, eventually going to be.
If you're thinking about being a parent, is it a parent that you're thinking?
Gosh.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Fun joke.
We were just talking about having nothing to say, and I thought I had something to say. That was one of those where I shouldn't have said what I said.
Oh, those are the worst when you're like, I shouldn't
have said. Apparently
not. Yeah.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's time to go.
I started
on that
didn't
great
I?
Note. Yes. Yeah. Mitch, what'd you learn today?
I learned just now that if you don't have anything to say, just don't say it.
You just learned that? Even a fool is thought wise when kept silent. Come on. It's biblical. Yes. I've told you that many times.
Oh, that doesn't...
Better to keep your mouth shut and have everybody think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yep. Mm. Boom.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I was referring to.
Oh, you're talking about me.
Sam, you've never been here for the end of the show.
I never have.
It's time to know what you learned today. What did you learn today?
I learned that sometimes, as sweet as Mitch is, she plays a spoiler.
Yep, she does.
And tries to justify it in a sweet way.
It's.
But it's still evil.
I'm not justifying.
I also learned that she's great at her craft of crocheting.
Yeah, I've been very impressed by that.
Some hats. You gotta throw those on Instagram so people know like where they can get the crazy awesome Mitch hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
No? It's gonna happen.
Okay.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Middays with Mitch up next.
That's right.
I'm out. I'm gonna go put that podcast together for everybody who's been demanding the podcast.
Viola, that's gonna happen.
See my awesome morning party saying adios.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Static Radio.